Barry Moore with us with the Better Business Bureau of Central Virginia. Barry, it is always great to talk to you, my friend.
It's good to talk to you as well, Ted. Thanks for having me on.
It is Military Appreciation Month, and unfortunately, as we talk about military appreciation, there are scams out there targeted to the military and their families that aren't about appreciation.
Well, that's true, Ted. And by the way, Military Appreciation Month, just a bit of history. They started talking about this as early as the early 1920s, gained a lot of steam, and eventually became a day, then a week, then a month. So it's got a long life behind it, but those who serve can also be those who get ripped off. And there are three big risks going on, Ted, and they're just decimating a lot of our military, and that's employment scams, home improvement scams, and online purchase scams. And our military are, for whatever reason, more susceptible. Maybe they're more gullible in some ways, but they're more susceptible than their civilian counterparts to these and other scams.
It just breaks your heart when you think about it, because they're putting their lives on the line, and they're sacrificing with their families, yeah. And to have to deal with these kind of things.
You know, it's just to steal the quote from President Kennedy, our 35th president, who I'm not sure would recognize much of America today, but he said, word to the nation, guard zealously your right to serve in the armed forces, for without them, there will be no other rights to guard. And that's how important our military are, and scammers don't care. They don't care whether you're in uniform or out of uniform, whether you're military or not. They're going to rip you off, steal your money, and try to steal your identity to sell on the black market. And service people and their spouses regularly get ripped off by these folks who know the buttons to push and the right things to say to get, especially in employment. And I can talk to each of these, Ted, if you'd like.
Yeah, I was going to say, jump in, because these are all things. The information is just invaluable, because it's obviously a problem, and you're seeing it a lot.
Well, and you're right about that, Ted. So let's just talk about employment. And so why are military getting ripped off in employment? Well, here's why. When they're getting out of the service, either their time is up or they're retiring or, for whatever reason, being discharged, they need to get a job. And if they're retirees, they know this probably a year or two out. And if they're just 4 or 5 year hitchers or second year hitchers, they'll know probably 6 months out they're going to get out of the service. So they have to get a job, Ted, and they have to relocate their family. The service will give you the final move, meaning the military will pay for one final move of your home goods. That can be just a couple of duffel bags on the part of a single person, or could be a small home worth of furnishings on the part of a military family. So you have to identify the move, but first you got to identify the job where you're going. A lot of them will go back to family areas of the families, but there's a lot of pressure on the service person to understand what their next career is going to be and where they're going to be doing it and what. So scammers know this, and they'll start preying on the websites. They'll have websites that have buzzwords on them that really attract service members, like, hey, Marines and soldiers, are you getting out? Here are some jobs guaranteed you'll be interested in. Screaming headline, Ted.
Yeah.
That'll be on some really spiffy-looking website, and it'll have pictures, and you know, it'll look like a real professional headhunter's website. The problem is it's going to be a scammer, gorgeous website, and all kinds of people will fill out the forms. And then forms, some of these will even ask for their SSN, quote, to verify that you actually served our nation. And that's all scams, that's all nonsense, and that's just stealing identity. Some of them, these websites will ask for $69 in advance to reserve your place in line. There's no end to the angles that criminals and the scumbellies of the world will go to try to rip off a discharging service person who they know has to relocate and get a job and line it up, and the clock is ticking.
And you see how it's very easy, like you said, because they're under the pressure to fall for something like this.
Yeah, it is. And people who know this, I mean, I was in the service, Ted, served in the Marines, loved my time in the Corps, but I can tell you about 2 years out, I knew I'd be getting out, and, you know, I started preparing in advance, but sometimes service people can't do a lot of go to see the companies and drive around communities and yada yada because they're overseas or they're on a ship.
Yeah.
And I was deployed, I think, 7 times when I was in a service. I spent a lot of time at sea with the Navy and on foreign soil. And we didn't really have the internet that strong at that time. It was just an idea still going. So we had to do everything by mail and totally wait till we returned to the States. Today, service people can sit in a tent in Afghanistan and at least use the internet. And criminals know this. They know that those deployed troops cannot go and check out a company and find out it's not a company, this gorgeous picture. It's actually just a postal site or some abandoned shack. They know they can't do that. So there's all kinds of angles that rip off service people. So here's my advice to all those military, and you have a huge listening audience up in that greater Fredericksburg area, from the Quantico service people all the way down to, I mean, you have a big listening audience. I know this for a fact, Ed. This is my advice. Do your research in advance. Identify the type of job that you want to move into. Try to prepare over the internet, if possible, online courses or a certification. And also, at the same time, start thinking about where you'd like to relocate. And if you have personal contacts where those relocation sites are, ask one of them, you know, don't burn them out, but just say, listen, cousin, do you mind driving over to the town next door and see if this company is actually there? They have a great job. I'd like to apply for it. As you know, I'm getting out in a few months, and just see where it goes. And then ask that person to do it. A lot of times you'll find that, you know, it's bogus. Or you can call the local chamber of commerce. Hmm. Now, the local chambers all represent businesses. That's what they're in business for, to represent businesses. So you can call the local chamber and ask them to verify, does this company exist? Are they who they are? And what do they say in your registration? There's all kinds of ways service people can prepare to get out, but they have to do their research. And if they don't do their research, they're just shooting blind or they're getting ripped off. You have to be very careful, and spouses as well.
Next up, home improvement.
Well, there's all kinds of home improvement scams. You know, they're the same scams that hit the civilian marketplace. People showing up to do work that are unlicensed. A lot of service people are trusting. I mean, they really are. They live off bases. They live in communities. And if they call to have a plumber come, well, you know, they look it up on the internet. There's a plumber. He's got a high Google rating or one of these sort of things. They don't look in the BBB.org, which is where they should, because we verify all businesses to 38 steps. I mean, nobody does this in the nation, no other organization. But they'll go and they'll see a lot of stars, which anybody can post, and then they'll call the plumber. The plumber will come, he'll be unlicensed, do a lousy job, then they're stuck with trying to get a refund, or they're asked to send a deposit in advance for some home improvements of some sort, or, and that's bogus, or somebody shows up with paving material saying, look, I was just down the street, and I thought, I know you serve. I see your flag, soldier. I'll give you a just for cost so I can get rid of all the asphalt, but I do need to cover the cost. If you can just sit, give me a check for $900, that'll cover the cost. I'll have my crew down here within two or three hours, and then they take off. So there's all kinds of ways that in home improvements, service people, just like civilians who don't do thorough research, don't go to BBB.org and research it, they will get ripped off. And the last one I wanted to say is online purchases, Ted. I mean, my goodness, but people are getting ripped off. Technology has been great, but it's also been, you know, it's also been an evil in many ways. And one of them is that it allows scammers from Western and Eastern countries overseas to South America to within our own country here in the U.S. It allows people basically to sit in their home, go to an office with other thieves, and get their assignments and make 200 calls and hope to rip off 10%. That's 20 successes. Hey, they earn their keep that day by ripping off people on online purchases, dummy websites that don't exist, or a website that takes you into something and you end up clicking on the link to check or to fill out a form or to make your order or to put your credit card information. And the whole thing was a dummy site to start with. You didn't see the S. You didn't think to look at the HTTP and look at the S for a secure. You didn't look to see does it have the little golden lock. You didn't look at any of these things. It was a glossy, beautiful website with great deals on stuff that you know would cost a lot more, even at Amazon. So you go with the website, and it's fake. They steal your money. The stuff never shows up. Or you order, say, a fine piece of jewelry, and a $2 trinket shows up in 2 weeks. All kinds of ways, and it happens to military just like it does to civilians. Online purchases, and a lot of military have to make online purchases because they're deployed. They can't go down to the corner store.
Yeah.
They're out in the middle of the South China Sea where places I've been. There's no place to shop unless you step off the ship, and then you become shark bait. So, you're really kind of stuck when you're in the service in many ways with having to shop online. And people know that, and they will make ads unique to the military. We'll give anybody in the service a 15% discount, screams a website for an online purchase. You know, well, this is great. You just have to put in your SSN or your service ID numbers to verify. Boy, don't do that. Don't ever put stuff like that in a website. But a lot of service people, especially some of your younger ones, they'll do that. In war, they're deadly. But, you know, back at home, they may be pretty innocent in the ways of criminals that prey on the internet.
Just be careful and verify, like you said, on all of this. Just verify, verify, verify.
Yeah, you cannot not do enough research. Criminals are out there. There's millions of them now. A lot of it is organized. We've talked about it before on your shows, Ted. These are trained people. They're not a bunch of high school dropouts in a basement anymore. Maybe there's one or two here or there, but that's in the past. Now it's very organized. It's a multi-billion-dollar international business of ripping off the innocent. And it doesn't matter whether you're elderly or whether you're a young teen that shouldn't be on ordering in the first place. Doesn't matter if you're in a military or a spouse of a service person. They're going to rip you off, and they're going to have unique pitches that get your ear and get your eye. And, it just goes on and on. So it's civilians and military, but it's really pernicious when you think about how people are serving the nation, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and they're getting ripped off left and right. What is it that Elmer Davis said, that this land will remain the land of the free so long as it's the home of the brave? And Jimmy Doolittle, you know, famous the guy that did the raid over Tokyo way back when in World War II, said there's nothing stronger than the heart of a military volunteer. And that's true. And you have all these people today. Back then, you were drafted and you could be volunteer during World War II, but today it's all volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
You have volunteers that raise their right hand, swear to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and they go off and serve, and some of them don't come back, or some of them come back missing pieces. And while they're out there doing this, they're getting preyed upon by the lowlifes on the internet and by scammers in their neighborhoods, and by people who know that they're going to get out of the service and they're going to need a job and a career, so I'll have websites that are fake, and I can at least steal all their personal information and sell it to make fake IDs for others trying to come into the U.S. I mean, there's no end to this, so you have to research. You have to do your research. You need to ask questions, and by golly, give a service person a break. I love it, Ted, when businesses do that, like this month, Military Appreciation Month, A lot of businesses give it a 10% discount, but you got to ask for it usually. But ask for it if you're a veteran and if you're on active duty. But it just makes my heart cold when I think how many service people and their families get targeted for ripoffs by thieves, scammers, and scum of the world, so to speak.
Barry Moore with the Better Business Bureau of Central Virginia. Before I let you go, Barry, let people know about Scam Tracker because it is a great, great, great resource.
Best thing, Ted, I could advise people to do to try to keep from being scammed, go to BBB.org, and look at Scam Tracker. It's a free service, and we update scams from around North America on a daily basis. And you can go to Scam Tracker, and you can put in the type of business you're looking for, say plumbers or jewelers, and put in your zip code or your city, town, or your county, state, and watch it populate out on a map, and then you can click on those to find out the current and ongoing scams. It keeps a lot of people from being ripped off if they go to BBB.org, check Scam Tracker, and make sure that what you're about to do isn't sitting there in Scam Tracker with a whole list of people saying, I've been ripped off with this scam. Whoa, you say to yourself, and you pull back, and we did our service that day. Scam Tracker. It's a great service.